Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We are looking at John chapter 1, verse 14 today. We're looking at the person of Jesus before we begin to follow him during his journey throughout his time on earth. John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus took on the entirety of humanity, body and spirit, and he moved into our neighborhood. He was at the same time fully God, fully man. And John chapter 1, verse 14 expresses this truth that is essential to our faith. Three things I want to leave you with today. First, the Word became flesh to show us the person of God. God wanted to make sure we understood who he is. He wanted to reveal himself in such a way that that people could see him and touch him and hear him. So the eternal Creator took on flesh to reveal himself to us. Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Secondly, the Word became flesh to experience human life. Jesus experienced every aspect of humanity, except that he never sinned. Through the incarnation, Jesus understands. He understands rejection. He understands betrayal by a friend, the death of a loved one. He understands physical pain and temptation. And now, as the one who mediates between man and God, Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way as we are, yet he never sinned. So we can approach Jesus with boldness and confidence, knowing that he understands. And he'll give us the grace to help us in our time of need. So the Word became flesh to show us the person of God, to experience human life, and finally, the Word became flesh to pay the penalty of our sin by his physical death on the cross. Our sins deserve death. So how can that be remedied? Is it possible that someone could die on our behalf? Well, he would have to be a man to be man's substitute, and he would have to be sinless so that he wouldn't have to pay the penalty for his own sin. And there's only one person who meets both qualifications. Jesus, fully God and fully man. He is the only one who can destroy the power of death and free those held in slavery to sin. Lord Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven and coming to earth. Thank you for taking on flesh and moving into our neighborhood. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. In your name I pray. Amen.